Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't forget that Nats president and general manager Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
I just put out a poll. I know that's usually JP's bit, but he's not here. What's the best option for the Nats today? Fire Davey, fire a coach slash coaches, fire Riz, force the learners to sell. Those are the four options I can think of. I don't know.
You know what? You just did the Junks poll, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores or in Mike Marr's golf bag. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And speaking of Mike Marr's golf bag, he was out at Trump National with Matt Valdez yesterday. I heard the vibes were off the charts for Mike Marr.
And this wasn't for an event, right? This is just you guys playing?
No. We all know Chuck Lee, but his accountant, TJ, he is a super fan of the show. Mm. And so every year, Chuck gets me. I think it was JP last year. He's trying to get EB out. But Marr stepped up to the plate and provided the entertainment for him.
Nice.
So,
how was it, Marr?
So I've never been to a course like that at all, man. I knew they set the tone early. I pulled up in my car, and I'm just smoking and joking, getting the vibes right, listening to music, you know, waiting a couple minutes. I get a knock at my window. This dude just, you know, I rolled down the window. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, yeah, what's your name? I tell him my name. He has the golf cart just sitting there ready for me right outside of my car.
Right.
So, of course, I jump in the car, get ready to go to tee box number one. The marshal looks at me. He's like, yeah, you're going to want to tuck in your shirt there, son.
Oh.
I was like, whoa.
This is Marr's first, like,
Big private club,
yeah, like big boy golf experience.
Yeah,
it was kind of a fish out of water.
A little taking it back.
It was the first time Marr's had a caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you have a hat on backwards too? It's kind of frowned upon.
No, I made sure to, you know, put that up tight.
Right. Yeah. I should have told him. Usually at a club is you want to be very presentable.
Right.
And then once you get out to hole 2, 3, 4, it's kind of like international waters.
Mm-hmm. Early on, I played pretty well. I mean, this is a record for me through 6 holes. Didn't lose a single golf ball.
Nice,
very good. Look at that.
Yeah, I'll gladly take that. But back nine, not so much. Those greens were playing like Oakmont, man. I mean, it was ridiculous. By far, not even close, the toughest course I've ever played in my entire life.
Right.
And the caddy, I mean, he was an awesome kid, man. Like, you know, nothing bad to say about him, but. Like, I was asking him every now and then, like, you know, hey, like, what club do you think I should hit here, man?
Right.
He's like, well,
can you imagine?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you should hit.
That's not really what you should ask the caddy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, because
he doesn't know
know your distances, what clubs you hit well.
I mean,
anything
he was
like
basically a talking Bushnell. He was just giving you the distances to the pin.
Right. And it reads your greens. Do you think you're an expert green reader?
No, I wouldn't say so about that.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of caddies won't do that unless you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll give you the distance, but then if you ask them, all right, what do you think? This is what I usually hit it with this club.
Yeah.
And if you get on the green, can you help me read this?
Right.
A lot of those guys, especially the younger kids, maybe he's new.
No, he's been there before.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
I told the caddy when we were on number one, I said, that's Chuck's guest. He's new. This is his first time.
Right.
I said, take care of those two most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I thought he did.
I thought I got a good part of the course, but the only thing that got the better part of me was the sun. My forearms, I didn't apply any sun because it was a little cloudy out there.
Yeah, you slept on the sun.
He slept on the sun rays coming through.
Yeah, sun didn't come out. Sun didn't come out to like hole 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when it came out and we got to that halfway house, I mean, there's something about these orange slices. I don't know what they put in the orange slices over there at Trump.
I'm raving about the orange slices.
I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. And then they got a couple of, you know, like little sliders and stuff. I mean, perfect. Meal at the turn.
I think that was Marr's first halfway house.
Mm-hmm. How was he? Was he always positive, even if
you know
he had like a 7 or 8?
May not be the greatest golfer in the world, but
how could he be? He's a beginner.
But he's he's essential to a foursome.
Really?
Yes.
So you love playing with him.
I love playing with Mar. He's always your hype man. He, you know,
right.
If you hit a bad shot, he still thinks it's a good shot.
Right.
He's just right. Also, you know what they say is like, if you suck, suck fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Mar does that well. He keeps up with the pace of play.
Very good.
Right.
He's a good.
If you're a disaster, will you just pick up?
He's a good wingman.
Yeah, I'll just be like, yeah, Valdez, yeah. Where'd you hit it? I'm going
to
drop it.
Yeah, yeah. He'll just drop it next to me and then play in from there.
Matter. Perfect partner.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he gets it. Not a lot of people get it. And Mar does.
If I'm not playing well, my assignment in my head is just pick up everyone else. Make sure the vibes are good. Make sure people are laughing. Make sure everyone's having a good time.
How many drinks did you have on the course?
Give me an over under.
5.5.
Over.
Over, come on!
Oh man, that's a big
come
one.
Come on! I mean, I'm at you know, best golf course.
7.5.
Oh, under that.
Yeah, under that for sure.
Oh, well, I said five and a half, and you went. Come on!
He went six.
I know.
I mean, come on!
I spent some good time at the clubhouse afterwards.
Oh yeah, they have a new
wind down a little bit.
Yeah, I was there for like 2 hours.
Oh really?
Pummeling waters. Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah.
There's Trump has this new men's lounge that is in their locker room. That's pretty nice, and that was Mar's first experience in luxury like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't. He was in his element.
It's crazy, man. They got shaving cream everywhere. They got like combs and like deodorant and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a show.
It is. When you're used to just going to public golf courses, it is a new thing. It's you're like, whoa! I could use all this.
Like, they have a big bottle of Listerine.
I think he went in there.
Toothbrushes in here.
I think he went in there to steal some toothpicks and razors.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, I get that. I grew up on public golf courses. I get that.
I don't want to have this go under the radar. Valdez, because he won't hype himself up. He played very, very well yesterday.
Ah, look at
good
that.
Good job.
He was in his bag. What'd you shoot, like 4 over?
No, I shot 77. I had 4 birdies.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome.
Nice, good round. Did you rediscover your driver?
Your
driver's been wayward
for a
while.
Yeah, I know. I got it back.
Ah, good. Yeah. Good.
Was it Carpath only?
Yeah, it was CPO.
Yeah.
Now, we did play white tees because they aren't bombers, and we did play preferred lies.
It's fine. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sam Burns, which is with you guys.
I thought about Sam a lot out there.
With all the standing water and everything. Were there a lot of people out there, by the way, or was it
kind of not
chill?
Really.
Because no one's really dying to get out there in this weather.
No. Plus, it was muggy later, too.
Right.
It was very humid.
So
you might see the live there again next year.
So were your playing partners, were they entertained by Mar?
I think they were.
Yeah.
Chuck was a great host, and TJ had a blast. It was like Make-A-Wish Foundation for him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he loves the show.
Really?
So he thought it was a super treat.
Right, right. Yeah,
big shout out, you know, Chuck, TJ, Miles, but you know, I'm feeling a little sluggish this morning,
I bet.
I feel like this would be a great opportunity to cash in on that free breakfast, CB. What say you?
I love that Mar's going after it.
You know, that's right. Whatever you want, buddy.
That's right. Oh, we were supposed to do that yesterday, and we forgot about it.
You can order whatever you want.
Because Bickle was tardy on Monday.
I could do a McDonald's order. I could do a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Order might whatever you want. Whatever you
Mar
want.
Might need
Mar,
that greasy
you get on
food.
Top of that, bro. Start the order up.
So I love living with my friends and stuff, but like, you know, sometimes like, you know, when you have a long day like that and you're outside, you just want to get home and just completely shut down and wind down. I go home and like my friends just want to keep the party going. Everyone's just smoking and joking, being loud, talking, keeping the vibes going and stuff. It's just, you know, I'm excited to go into hibernation today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But
just a nice chill day.
Are you going to take a power nap when you get home?
No, I'll probably tough through and then collapse around like 6 o'clock and just go to bed.
Are you at this point? Is golf for you just like something that you do for fun? Or are you trying to lock in and get better at it?
I think after this season, it's no more smoking and joking. I have, you know, a couple rounds left of just, you know, having a good time, being the vibes guy, and then it's about time next
lock
year.
In.
Yeah. I'm gonna lock in. Next time you see me, no more Mr. Nice Guy on the course.
You're just drilled down.
He's gonna retire the vibes guy. Yeah. Pass it on to somebody else.
Vibes, But I think maybe you might get more out of it. You start getting some lessons. You start getting some, you know, things to concentrate on. Yeah.
You're going to go from vibes guy to shoot 80 guy.
Yeah, I mean, just like the tough thing, though, a little bit is like being a lefty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying to get tips on the course from people. Like, everything's backwards. So it's a
tips
it's a
on
bit
the
opposite.
Course in the middle of a round usually is yeah, just yeah. a joke. Yeah. I mean,
you need to practice before you go to the course. That's the way you tend to get better.
Yeah,
and I never go to the mats. I never go to the driving range. I'm just strictly 18.
You can't call them the mats.
Yeah. I just go right out there and play.
You can't
18.
Call it the mats.
Well, where he usually goes, it's mats.
I understand.
But I mean, come on.
You never go to the range. You never go to the range.
I mean, his mom works at a golf course. He should know all of the lingo. This guy.
All right.
So good to hear the vibes were strong yesterday out at Trump for you boys.
By the way, Cakes, you want to hear an update? Well, maybe I'll give you an update on the poll when we come back.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do that.
All right, give us an update on the poll. And listeners, do not forget that Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nets, is going to join the Junks coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.